Simon Zion, Seif Vav. Nikev Regel Hasmali Shel Hay. If a hole develops in the left leg of a hay. Im Nishtayer Mimenu Kashir Yud. Kosher. If you have a Shir Yud that remains even after the hole, so then the hay is going to be kosher. Im Lav. If you have less than a Shir of a Yud, Pasul. The hay will not be kosher. V'chein. Im Nikev Regel Hayamani Shel Hay. What if you have a hole in the right leg of a hay, im nishtayer mimenu kashir yud, if it's going to be long enough, like a shear of a yud, kosher, then it'll be kosher, the hay, the entire hay will be kosher. Ach, tzrichen lahashgiach, but one must be careful, im haregel hasmali, oimid keneged mashen nishar min hayamani. You have to be careful, in other words, if the right leg is going to be nifsak, so it's possible that the left leg will be below where the right leg is, so that would be a problem. That would be a psul. Where over there he discusses a case where the regel of the hay is in the middle of the height of the yerech yamin, it's not at the bottom. He also discusses a case of a hay that's very long, like a chaf pshuta, and where the nekuda is at the bottom, if that would be a problem or not. V'im nifsiku. But if either the nekuda of the hay or the yerech of the hay are split ba'ovyan in the thickness, meaning from top to bottom, im nishtayer chut dak kemoivav daka kosher. If you have the thickness and the width of a thin vav, so then it's going to be kosher. The hay will still be kosher. Vim nasa nekev bekutzer shel yud. What about a case when you have a hole adjacent to a kutzer shel yud? Yevurim Yirtz Hashem b'Chakira Dalad, that will be discussed Be'ezer Hashem in Chakira Dalad. Says the Lishkas HaSefer, Seif Katan Vav, Chut Dak, if you have left over in the width a thin Chut, Beis Yosef B'Shem Haram, that's the Beis Yosef in the name of the Meiri. B'Shut Maimer Mordechai, in Tshuvas Maimer Mordechai, Simen Pei Gimel, Nishal Al Vav, She B'Shem Havaya, Baruch Hu, She B'Sefer Torah, The Maimer Mordechai brings down a shaila about a vav and a shem Hashem, where because the acid in the dyoi caused the dyoi to eat up the entire klaf, nisachel haklaf shetachtov, v'nikev kol toichei shel oivei avav, and the entire center area of the vav disappeared, milamala lamata, from top to bottom. And all that was left of the vav was a thin chut, dak ma'oid, which was very, very thin, kol svivoi. So in other words, it was like at the end of a Sefer Torah, we make oisiyas chalulos, so it was like that. The entire center was gone, and there was just a thin kav on the surrounding outside, kol svivoi. V'achut atzmai b'tzad smoiloi, and this thin part of the letter on the left side, the Hainu Bipnimius Havov, Nifsak Tzas Bamtsoi. It was a little bit cracked on in the middle. Vitside Cham Lahakshir, the Maimon Mordechai is Mitzadit to be Makel, Vesiem, and he ends off over there, Vilachain Nirlin Yazdaiti, Ladabik Olav Matlas Mi Bachutz, stick a matlas on the outside, Ulamalias Havov Bidyoi, and fill up the Vav with Dyoi, the Kosher, and it's going to be Kosher. Memelo, the Kesis is bringing from here, from this Maimon Mordechai, a psiua to what he wanted to say, that this kavdak, that would be enough to kasher the ois. Says the Kesis HaSeifer, ois Seif Zayin. Im nikev chalal habez. What about a case where there's a hole in the chalal of the bez, oi ha-hei, or in the chalal of the hei, ukadoima. Afal pi shenikev kol ha-chalal, even though the entire chalal has a hole in it, ve'enei mukav gvil klal, and it's not mukav gvil klal, ve'cheinem nikev bein ois la'ois, or another case where you have a hole between two letters, ve'lo nishar b'neyem shum klaf, in both of these cases, mikol mokem kosher, it's going to be kosher, kevan shemitchila saksiva, hayu mukav es gvil, since at the beginning they were mukav gvil, Memela, it's going to be kosher. V'yesh paislam be'elu, but in both of these cases, there are those that passel. One of the svaras of the paislam is that it's like a negiah. If there's no klaf in between these two areas of the oy, so that would be like a negiah. Alkanim Efsher Yesh Ligroid Sham Ktsas Lasis Mukov Kvil. Therefore, if it's possible to be Choshish for the Machmirim and to scrape a little bit to make it Mukov Kvil, that would be ideal. Ayin Chakira Dalid, where he discusses this as well. Seif Ches. Tzrichim Lizar Shalayi Chnais Rosh Halamid Shebeshita Zula Taychalal Oy Shebeshita Shalamala Afilo B'lai Negia. One should be careful that the Rosh of the Lamed should not go up into a letter from the line above, even if it's not touching anything, says the Lishk Sasefer Sifkot Zayin, V'im Nichnas L'toich Dalet Oresh. What if it's going into a Dalet Oresh? Oy L'toich Chav Pshuta V'niras K'moy Hey, and that will cause it to look like a Hey. So in any of those cases, Psula, then it would be possible. And it was even though in the tap, in the Keses, he just says a Lashon of Tzrichin Lizar, that's when it doesn't change the Tzuras Ha'ais. But if it changes the Tzuras Ha'ais, then it's going to be possible. V'im nichnas l'toich chalal hey oy ches, what if it goes into a hey or a ches u'kadayme, yesh l'harais l'tinaik. So in such an instance, one would be obligated to show it to a tinaik. Im enei ma'akeves ha'kriya kosher, if it doesn't affect the kriya of the ice, then it would be kosher, meaning the tinek recognizes the ice. The ma'akeves ha'kriya pasul, but if the tinek does not recognize the ice, then it's going to be pasul. V'ayin ma'ashe kosavnu, v'mirtza Hashem, b'chakira gimel, im ira kein b'shem. What about a case where it goes up into another ice and it's a shem Hashem? So for that, have a look in chakira gimel, where he discusses that case. Keses ha'sefer, si'if tes. Im kosav matzois mole. The word matzois appears in a Sefer Torah and in Tefillin, and in one place it does not have a vav. So what if he wrote the word matzois with a vav? Umochak es avav, and then he erased the vav. V'herich es atzadik lemata. He extended the tzadik at the bottom. Yesh lahachmir. In such a case, you have to be machmir. Why? The kol oid she'enei marech es ha'ois gam lemala nechsheves k'shtei teves. Because the case is where he only extended the tzaddik on the bottom, but not on the top. So if you only extend it on the bottom, in other words, the two letters are near each other on the bottom, but they're not near each other on the top, so in such a case, you'd have to be machmir. Aval im b'tchila sa'ksiva mamshich regel ha'tachtoin v'koizav es'ois ha'samach b'toichoi. But what about if you wrote the second letter inside the first letter, in other words, above it? Kazeh, like the case of Pnei Artsi, which we discussed earlier. So then, Mutter, the Ha'havi Mamish Teva Achas, that's Mamish one word, right? Unlike the case of Matzis, where it's a Sufik, if that's called, that it's split in half. Says the Lishkas HaSefer, Si'if Kotn Ches, Yesh Lahachmir, one would have to be Machmir. V'chein Lahepech, what about if you have the opposite case? Shtei Tevis, Sheha'is Ha'achrein, Min HaTeva HaRishayna, Nimshach lemata ad samach l'teva hashniya. What about a case where the last letter of the first word is stretched out to the point where it's adjacent to the first letter of the second word? Kegoin vateka kaf. It says by Yaakov Avinu when he fought the Malach, vateka kaf. Shehoya regel ha'ayin moshuch ad samach l'chof. Vateka ends with an ayin. So let's say the Sefer stretched the bottom of the ayin until it's adjacent to the chaf of the word kaf. Yesh lehistapik am kosher eilai. We would have to be mesupik about such a case if it's a psul. Now this is the exact opposite of the case of matzais. The ayin bezeh b'sefer get poshut. You have a look over there. Simen kuf chaf hey, sipkat and pei aleph. Shadon bezeh, because over there he discusses this at great length. And his maskana at the end over there is that it's totally in how much space there is between the two letters on top. Have a look over there in the get poshut. Simen ches is dealing with the psul of chak toiches, and it has tes zayin, 16 seifim. Seif aleph. Oy d'alfinon. We learned out another limud from the word uchsavtam. Oy d'alfinon mi d'chsiv uchsavtam. De'be'inan she'iu ha'oisiyis. From the word uchsavtam, we learn out v'kosav v'loy v'chokak. It has to be written and not through chakika. Chakika is like sculpting. V'haynu al yedei chak toiches. K'goin shechokak toicha ois. He scraped away from the inside of the ois v'tzadav and from the side of the ois. And Memela, you're left with an ice. Now, as you had a blob of ink which had no tsura, you scraped a little on the inside, you scraped a little on the outside, and all of a sudden you have a tsura ice. Zehu pasal mishum chak toiches. Because over there, the letter was created through chak toiches and not through ksiva. V'lachenim tov, v'kos av dalet b'makam reish, v'beiz b'makam chav, v'chein ipcha. If you made any sort of letter incorrectly, and the way you fix it is by scraping it to create the proper tzura, ein takana ligrad es hatag, v'latakin b'zeh. In these cases, it's never going to be mutter to create the tzura sa'ois through scraping, mishum dehavei chak toiches, because that's called chak toiches. However, says the Lishka in Sifkat and Aleph, even though ain't a kana ligroid, aval motor letaknei bidyoi, but you would be able to fix it by adding ink. Ube tefillin ha-mezuzah is dafka koidem shekosev la'achar v'avada, by tefillin ha-mezuzah, that's only if you haven't yet written further. Dim laiken, because if you did write further, havi shalei kesidron, it's going to be a psul of shalei kesidron. But kolzman, you haven't written further, even though you can fix the letter by erasing, because that would be chakteiches, but you would be able to fix the letter by adding ink. Seif beis, v'afilu lo naserak miktsas ha'ois b'chakteiches, even if you only made part of the letter b'chakteiches, gam kein posel, that also would be posel. Ayin chakira beis, where over there, he discusses how much of the letter has to be written b'ksiva. Lochein, im hischil v'kosav miktsas ha'ois karoi. What if a sefer wrote part, he started writing a letter, the way it's meant to be written, v'niskalkel, and then in the middle of writing the letter, it got ruined. Al yedei shato, he made a mistake, or al yedei tipas dioi shenavla olav, or a tipas dioi fell on top of it, u'machseres k'tzas min ha'ois, and it causes part of the ois to be missing, meaning not recognizable. Afilo mena rak machseres mimena ela kutza, even if it's just a kites of the ois, but it's a kais that's ma'akiv, v'gorad min akilkol ulamata, and he erased from the point where the letter became posel everything he wrote after that. V'achar kach gomar ha'ois b'ksiva, gam kein posel. In other words, he wrote part of the ois, and then the rest of the ois got ruined by a tipas dioi, for instance, right? So what does he do? He erases the entire tipas dioi, and he leaves over what was there in the beginning. So part of the ois was created with chak teiches. And then he goes and he finishes it off b'ksiva. Gam kein posel, he says, that's also going to be posel. The kevon shemitchila nifsad kol ha'ois, because once that tipa fell, so the entire ois became unrecognizable, al yedei ha-kilkul, v'rak al yedei ha-greda, and only through a maisa of chak teiches, so to speak, nishar tzuras miktsas ha'ois, havi lei chak teiches, that's called chak teiches u'posel, and it's going to be posel. So what do you have to do? El tzarech ligreid kula, you have to erase the entire ois. V'yichtev es kol ha'ois behechsher, and rewrite the entire ois behechsher. Ach, ba'ois shehu morkav mishtei ksivas, but let's say you're dealing with a ois that's made up of multiple strokes. V'nifsal b'ksivas shnia, and the ois became posel while writing the second stroke. So in that case, you only have to erase the second stroke. And have a look later on in this simen, where we'll find that there are those that even in that case are machmir. The seifrim have to be very careful. We're going to discuss in this simen some of the cases of chak toiches, and once we have these yesaidis klar, then the cipher should be able to incorporate these yesaidis into any case and know the din on his own.